This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the John Lothian newsletter for December 23rd, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Today is Suzanne Cosgrove's last day as an employee of John J. Lothian & Company. She's taking a new job in public relations in Chicago, but will become a consultant to John Lothian News and a member of its advisory committee. I can't say enough about how much I enjoyed working with Suzanne again. We worked together in the 1980s at Commodity News Service. Suzanne was a great example of what we try to do here at JLN in our culture, give people the opportunity and support to grow personally and professionally. And that is what Suzanne did, recording 18 podcasts and getting in front of the camera to record sessions of The Spread. We wish her all the success in the world at her new company. Speaking of moving on, Martin Mosbacher let the world know via LinkedIn that he was leaving the firm he founded as Nycom, which later became Trimedia, and then Intermarket, and today is Lansons New York. Mosbacher's longtime partner, Matt Zukowski, with whom he founded the firm 35-plus years ago, passed away earlier this year. Mosbacher also worked in PR at Comex and is a member of the John J. Lothian & Company Inc. Advisory Committee. He always represented his clients incredibly well with class and humor. He is one of the people who encouraged me early in my newsletter writing years and saw the value not only of what I was doing, but of the potential of the mode of communication. This was at a time when I was blogging before blogging was called blogging. Congratulations, Martin, on a great run at your firm, and I look forward to seeing what comes next. Eric Saranenecki, the co-founder and head of strategic initiatives at Digital Asset, wrote a blog post titled, "My New Year's Wish for the Future of Open Business." It starts, 2021 was a banner year for digital assets, blockchain, and distributed ledger technology, DLT. Market caps for cryptocurrencies eclipsed those of many Fortune 500 companies. Non-fungible tokens dominated the collective consciousness. Nations banned crypto for the 10th year in a row. Markets reinvented shorting derivatives, and incumbents got kind of, sort of, serious about participating. To read the rest of this, you can go to a link in today's newsletter. LME is holding a half-day virtual course in February on cash-settled futures with Emma Jenkins, whom they describe as an expert trainer. CME Group's Tim McCourt took the four-year anniversary of the launch of Bitcoin futures at the CME to reflect on their journey in a commentary titled, Four Observations from 4 Years of CME Bitcoin Futures. The latest edition of Steptoe Financial Services University is titled FSOC 3.0, Fully Coordinated Financial Regulatory Policy, and features Micah Green talking about the Financial Stability Oversight Council, or FSOC, including what it does and why it matters as a coordinating body for all U.S. financial regulators. Steptoe's Matt Culkin moderates. The latest edition of the J.P. Morgan Center for Commodities Global Commodities Applied Research Digest, GCARD, is out. J. Christopher Giancarlo's book, Crypto Dad, is now out in an audiobook version in time for Christmas. Women in Derivatives, or WIND, is hiring a Director of Membership Development, a full-time position. You can see the details with a link in today's newsletter. Omicron has taken a bite out of college football over the holidays as the Texas A&M Aggies have withdrawn from the Gator Bowl because they did not have enough healthy players, the New York Times reported. We will not be sending out the John Lothian newsletter or JLN Options newsletter on Friday because of the Christmas holiday. A Merry Christmas to all who celebrate from the JLN team. This is from Suzanne Cosgrove. John Lothian asked me to write a goodbye note, but I'm not going to. What I would like to say, though, is thank you to John and JLN for the many opportunities you gave me to stretch my limits during my time at JLN. I am thinking especially of the audio and video recordings. It was a challenging experience to be in the talent share for the first time. I am also proud of our team's work, particularly the JLN Special Report Chicago Trading Community Faces Off in Spoofing Fight, which was a high point, but also of the coverage of new areas, including the nascent cannabis and hemp markets, the evolution of the weekly episodes of The Spread, check out the options term of the week contributions, and the incredible resource JLN offers the industry on all elements of the derivatives marketplace, including cryptocurrency through its markets wiki pages. Stay in touch. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN from the Harvard Business Review. When your moonshots don't take off, how science fiction and other unconventional tools can fire the imagination and lead to breakthrough growth. Recently, the head of innovation at a major industrial conglomerate set up 10 cross-functional teams and gave them an audacious goal to completely reimagine their businesses. To encourage fresh ideas and approaches, the company had the teams apply a design thinking lens to customer research and prototype solutions using lean startup techniques. The innovation leader expected 10 transformational proposals to come in. What he got instead were suggestions along the lines of adding a connected data stream to an industrial tool. He was dumbfounded. Where were the radical new concepts? Had no one even considered creating a digital platform or flipping the business model or reinventing products? Former FIA executive Joanne Morrison posted this to LinkedIn and mentioned me, calling me a good friend, and mentioning that I had repeatedly said that pioneers are the loneliest people on the planet. I have also said, you know, how you can tell who the pioneers are? They are the ones with the arrows in their backs. Joanne suggested this is an important read, and I concur. Here's a story from the FT. Nick Bloom, it's becoming pretty clear now that hybrid working is here to stay. The Stanford professor argues that the revolution in home working could usher in a new era of globalization in services. It is almost 2 years since the first wave of COVID-19 forced the world into a mass experiment in home working. Yet, as UK office workers are once again told to hunker down at their kitchen tables, there is still no consensus among economists on how a lasting shift to remote work might affect the structure of developed economies, in particular when it comes to workforce productivity. My comment, add hybrid working to the list of things you can't get rid of along with timeshares. And some things I can't mention in a family-friendly newsletter. Here's another story from the Financial Times. Britain shun restaurants and bars as Omicron drives economic shutdown. Christmas dining and shopping hit as economists warn recent GDP gains could be reversed. Expectations that lower consumer spending will drive an economic contraction in December and January have been fueled by a drop in restaurant bookings and coffee shop spending in UK due to the Omicron variant. My comment, has hell frozen over that the Brits are shunning bars? Oh, they are still in the pubs. Okay, whew. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Mick Jagger, financial planner extraordinaire, a retirement planning trade group, is underwriting the Rolling Stones' latest tour, and a close look at their classic songs suggests they've been offering financial tips from the start. When a friend pointed out that the current Rolling Stones tour was being sponsored by the Alliance for Lifetime Income, he could not conceal his contempt. Surely this was the final nail in the countercultural coffin when the band that personified rebellion and insolence was reduced to having their tour sponsored by a retirement planning trade group. Surely this exposed the Stones as frauds, phonies, hypocrites. My comment, I thought Metamucil was their sponsor of this tour. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was the Financial Times opinion piece, Why Bitcoin is Worse Than a Madoff-Style Ponzi Scheme. Second was an opinion piece from Bloomberg called, The Wall Street That I Once Knew No Longer Exists. Third was our lead story from Trading Desk to Noodle Stall, a Singapore success story. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian Newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Have a very Merry Christmas. Goodbye.